This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
And now, here's your host.
He talks right, he knows his stuff, and he knows how to make a girl laugh.
Thank you! I'm here all week. Right, Chris.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to this edition of Bullseye. Before the break, we saw that Jamie Vardy didn't get enough points and so wasn't able to go for the star prize. But Harry Kane, look, let's have a look. Here's what you could have won. I think I got that a bit cocked up, but good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good day, good night, goodbye. Hello, how are you all doing? Yep, Harry Kane could have appeared on Bullseye, and where you could see, we will show him today what he could have won. He also could have signed for Leicester City. Who knew? Of course, there's that famous picture out there of both him and Jamie Vardy sat on the bench. Behind Nigel Pearson, which is probably the best place to be with Nigel Pearson behind him. Look, I don't want to say this is not a discussion about who is the best player, right? Let's get that out, you know, out there straight away. We are not talking about who is the better player. That's a separate argument, and let's face it, there's arguments for both sides. Winning a trophy doesn't make you a better player. But scoring the most goals does not necessarily mean that you are going to
be remembered, you know, longer in history for what you have achieved. So there's six and half a dozen for both arguments. But we're not going to be asking who the better player is, because we're totally not. This is Life's a Pitch. It is on Leicester Till I Die TV. If you are watching on YouTube or Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much for lending me your ears. It is much appreciated. So like I say, let's not I don't want to get sort of, you know, like I said, into an argument, and I don't want sort of things to degrade that way. But we are going to have a look at the two players, and we are asking who will be remembered the longest. But before we get into this, I've got to say, a very, very, very well done, if he will come up. No, he won't. Yes, he will. A very, very, very well done to our... Mr. Kane, there we go. Everything's going wrong today. 54 goals for England. And, okay, that, you know, it isn't to be sniffed at. Not at all. Because, you know, he's done well to get that far. Now, you know, Wayne Rooney is on 53. Bobby Charlton is on 49. Gary Lineker is on 48. Now, I'm sure that Harry Kane will go ahead and score a lot more goals. He's 29. You know, he's still got maybe 3 or 4 years left in him. Even if he's, you know, comes on as an impact sub for England sometimes, he's got the record and he will extend that. And deservedly so. You know, hate him as a Spurs player, love him as an England player. And even sort of when he missed that penalty in the World Cup, look, you know, he's not the first, he won't be the last. And he has got us out the shit quite a few times down the years. So 54, well done. Well done. He does deserve it. Now, you could argue with that, and I think it's a very good point, that look at the standard of games that we play these days. Yeah, years ago, was it Malcolm McDonald, I think, got 5 against Luxembourg or somebody like that in one game when he was playing up front for England? Malcolm McDonald, eh? Ask your parents. Look, he scored those goals, and it was because at that point Luxembourg were sort of quite a way back down. I'll come to that point in a second, Andrea. Thanks for popping in on Twitch. Look, back in the day, you could say when Bobby Charlton was playing, even when Gary Lineker was playing, we didn't have as many games against those teams that were, shall we say, not as good. So your Luxembourgs, your Liechtensteins, your San Marinos, your Andorras. You know what I'm saying. So there wasn't that opportunity to go up and score 3 or 4 goals in one game. I'd say Malcolm McDonald doing that was quite you know, a shock at the time. But we are these days, because of the way that FIFA and UEFA now look at it and go, right, this is how we want this to be. We want the best teams to qualify from every group. So we're not just going to put all the balls into one bag and pull them out and have Italy, France and Spain in one group. It's getting back a little bit that way because of the way it's including sort of Nations League. But we know that every qualifying group, we're going to have a North Macedonia, a San Marino, a Malta. And we know that, you know, Harry Kane or whoever is up front is probably going to go on to that and score, you know, bag a few goals. Now, that's not Harry Kane's fault. I mean, Harry Kane doesn't say, you know, I want to play in this game, I want to play in that game. He can only play against who he is put out against. And he's put out against the likes of North Macedonia, Malta, Liechtenstein, etc. And that's just the way it is. And you can only play against who is on the pitch. So, yes, he is going to be playing a lot more games against those teams where he's going to score a lot of goals for England. But fair play to him. Fair play to him. You know, like I say, not his fault. But I've got to say, right at the start here, anybody that gets to the top of their tree in any profession, whichever team they play for, you've got to say well done and congratulations, which we are doing. David is in. Good afternoon, David. I am well. I hope you are too. I couldn't go a whole weekend without doing something on Leicester, could I? you can take the boy out of Leicester, but you can't take Leicester out of the boy. Look, Andrea, you asked the question here. Why do you hate him but like him for playing for England? I hate him, and hate's a strong word, but he plays for Tottenham. And Leicester and Tottenham, since we won the league, there's been a bit of rivalry there. And he always does well against us. He always scores a bagload of goals. Well, not always, but let's say 80% of the time. He always seems to get a goal against us. Harry Kane is the best Premier League player I've ever seen. Yeah, I mean, that's your opinion. And that's brilliant, you know, Andrea. You, if that's, you know, your thoughts... That's, you know, you say he is that good. Brilliant. I mean, I don't know if you're a Spurs fan or not, but like I said right at the top of the show, this is not about who is the better player. Because that is, you know, it's like saying, is Harry Kane a better player than Bobby Charlton? Oh, you're a Leicester fan. Fair play to you. Fair play to you. Please sub to the channel, by the way, on Twitch, and I'll give you a sub back. But it's like saying, so is Harry Kane better than Bobby Charlton? We don't know, because it's different eras, different types of games change, blah, blah, blah. So this is not about who is the best player. They're both good players. They both reached the pinnacle of the career. What this is about is who will be best remembered. And that's what we're doing. So, Anthony's in. Good afternoon, Anthony. Big up, Chris. Hope you're well. Harry Kane is a good player, but he's not world-class. Take all of the penalties he scored for England. His record is roughly the same as Steve's ball record. Oh, I don't know about that. But, you know, well, penalties are not, mate. You know, it's a goal. A goal is a goal. You know, if Saka was in that position, I'm sure you probably wouldn't be making that argument. But whether he's world class or not, again, that's another show, another day, another story. It's all about who will be best remembered. David says here, Kane is not world class. He plays so deep. I think United may make a mistake if they sign him. Look, I think any team... he's going to get a good player if they sign him. Sean, yeah, Sean, welcome in, mate. How are you? Welcome along. I'd been on your channel before, and you go on to say you think Kane's world-class. Like I say, that's not the discussion we're having today. Sean, welcome back, mate. I hope you're well. Obviously, getting the 54 goals and overtaking Wayne Rooney and becoming England's all-time top scorer, and like I say, congratulations to him, was one bit of news. The other bit of news was Tim Sherwood claiming that he stopped Tottenham from selling Harry Kane to Leicester City for just £600,000. Kane has become the club's record goal scorer with 271, and well done to him for doing that as well. I mean, that is the case, like I said earlier, of welcome to Leicester City, Harry. Here's what you could have won. Or I should say, there's what you could have won. But, you know, yeah. Yeah, fair point, Andrea, fair point. Could we have signed him? I don't know. I mean, Tim Sherwood, you believe him or you don't believe him, but, you know, allegedly we could have signed. But look, what will he best be? You know, who will be remembered more? Did you really remember that Bobby Charlton was the top goal scorer for England up until Rooney and Kane? Did you say yes? If you were asked it in a quiz, you probably have a stab at Bobby Charlton. I mean, Anthony says there, Charlton will always be remembered more than Kane, World Cup winner for one. Yeah, I mean, that again, that's what he's remembered for. For winning something, you know, Kane has yet to win anything, as we will come on to in a second. But, you know, when you look back, Bobby Charlton, you know, he was England's top goal scorer. But it would never spring to your mind unless you were asked the question in a pub quiz, and then you would have probably had a go at Bobby Charlton. And I bet a lot of people would have probably even gone Jeff Hurst. But he's probably more remembered, as Anthony said there, for being England's top England's World Cup winner, or one of the obviously squad that became World Cup winners. That's probably what he's remembered more for. So, like I say, if we go through history, who is going to be remembered more? And this is very much taken as it stands now. And I put this discussion out there quite a while ago, and I brought it back up again for this show, A, because it's a soapbox show and I can get on my soapbox and talk about it, but B, because obviously with the two bits of news, Tim Sherwood and England's record, it seemed a good time to talk about it. So do you remember a player that started out at a reasonably good club? And you know, when you look at Harry Kane's history, let's just have a look. You know, he was, you know, his first move was a £500,000 loan deal from Leicester to Tottenham. From Tottenham to Leicester, sorry. He then went on loan to Norwich. He then went on loan to Millwall, but he's always been Tottenham. Harry, where you look at Jamie Vardy's story now, please. Is there?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Any player in history that has got the story that that Jamie Vardy has done, has made, has lived, if you like. You know, I mean, it only says here from Fleetwood on my list here, but we know he played non-league football. We know this guy used to have to play with a police band on his leg. You know, if a game went into extra time, if it was a cup game, he had to be taken off and go home because it was past his curfew. So it's a story. I mean, you know, starting at Sheffield Wednesday under 18s, going to Stockbridge, from Stockbridge for £18,000 to Halifax Town. If only they knew then, eh? From Halifax Town to Fleetwood for £170,000. And then from Fleetwood to Leicester for just, well, £1 million plus. So he was the first non-league £1 million player, although technically Fleetwood had just been promoted to Tier 4. But, you know, he has had that story. And he came to the Premier League so late. You know, I mean, he's 34 now. He was only a couple of years younger than Harry Kane is now when he actually came into the Premier League. So it's amazing what has been achieved. And obviously he's done it at a team that, and no disrespect, but if he'd moved to a Swindon Town or a West Bromwich Albion, Norwich City, or to be honest with you, possibly, you know, even a West Ham, he would not have won those trophies. He won them as part of a team. But he still had to play his part. And his part was a huge part. His goals contributed so much to getting us to places. And yes, he's probably coming towards the end of his career now. We have to accept that. But what a journey it has been, and what will he be remembered? Like I say, who will be remembered most? So Daisy, there I go. I'm doing everything wrong. There we go. Let's just have a look what some people are saying. Andrea says, still can't believe we had Harry Kane. I know, it's mad, isn't it? Sean, I was out last evening. I had too much to eat and to drink. Hello, Sean! Chris, sorry if I got the wax out of everybody else's ears as well. Most people will say Vardy because he's won trophies and they have a right to say that. Kane would arguably be best player not to win a trophy. I mean, I can say best player, that's a different argument, Chris, that, you know, would be, I say, different show, different argument. David, Vardy remembered for winning the league and his rise in the leagues, as I've just said. Indeed. Chris, I hope you're well, Chris. Vardy would be remembered anyway if Leicester didn't win the league in FA Cup. He would, but he wouldn't be remembered, I don't think, in quite the same way. You know, the story that Leicester had when we won it, obviously, if we'd stayed up 3 or 4 years and hung around mid-table and then gone on to win it, it wouldn't have been such a story. It was obviously because we'd gone from relegation to almost winning the damn thing. If you're asking me, Jamie Vardy, for me, not just of trophies, his rise. Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying. That is overall what he will be remembered for, a lot more than being a top goal scorer in for a team. David Kane, I'm not sure, maybe of not winning anything and being prolific in front of goal. Anthony said, I think if Vardy was introduced into the Premier League at a younger age, he would have been world-class, no doubt about it. Yes, and he probably wouldn't have stayed at Leicester, possibly, if he'd joined at a younger age. We wouldn't have maybe had him, to be honest with you. But then, as always, you know, it takes clubs, and I'm not having a dig at the bigger clubs, but it does take clubs like the Leicesters, like the West Hams, of that ilk, to go out and get these players and take a risk on these players. You know, Arsenal wouldn't have paid £1 million to Fleetwood for him. Man United wouldn't, you know, because it was too much of a risk. They'd sooner wait 2 or 3 seasons, as in Riyad Mahrez, as in Harry Maguire. You know, let us nurture them and then go and pay more for him, but no, the sort of player they get in. They don't take those risks. Do I think Harry Kane will leave Tottenham? I think if he wants to win trophies, yes. I think that club's in such a mess. I thought they got the best chance they ever had of it when they got Conte, of winning something. That's all gone up. Harry missed that penalty against Italy. I felt sad. Do you mean France? I think you mean France then. And don't forget, Leicester nearly went bankrupt. Imagine, yes. Yes. Brookline, hello, sir. It has been years almost. It feels like you're a long-lost friend that's come back. Kane is the golden boy of English football. He'll be getting England call-ups when he's 65 years old. Maybe if Southgate is still manager. Yeah, he says, yeah, France. So, look, like I say, if we are looking at better player, which we're not, different story, but who will be remembered? You know, in let's say, I mean, I'm 60 now, so when I'm 80, fingers crossed I'm still around, and I've got one of my grandkids bouncing up and down on my knee, and I'm telling him all about Leicester and how good we were and how we won the Premier League, how Spurs came third in a two-horse race, etc., etc. Who will he have read about? Who will he have known? Who will he know the story about already? Well, let's have a look, shall we? Let's compare and see who's got what. It's a bit top-heavy, that, isn't it? I can't lie, it is a bit top-heavy. He's won 3 Premier League Golden Boots, and fair play to him. He's a striker, and if you've won one is good, to win 3 is amazing, absolutely amazing. And like I say, you know, we know at Leicester we have been on the end of a lot of those goals that have gone in, apart from the last time, obviously. And twice he's won Player of the Year, so well done for that as well. But when you look at it on the other side, Jamie Vardy, okay, he's got one Premier League Golden Boot. He's also got a Conference Golden Boot. Now, I've got to say, fair play, you know, you don't expect Harry Kane to have won the Conference Golden Boot when he's never played in it. But he's got three Golden Boots overall. Vardy's got two. Footballer of the Year, once for Vardy, and Player of the Year, once for Vardy. Now, here's where it gets interesting. One Premier League title, one FA Cup winner's medal, one Community Shield, although I do like to prefer to call it what they call it on transfermarket.com, because they agree with me and they call it English Super Cup. Transfermarket.com, .co.uk, great site. One English Super Cup. And of course, he also won the championship with us as well. So his trophy cabinet is full. It's like Anton Deck. You know, how many times can you put the same award on the shelf and it look good? It's nice to have some different ones there. And like I say, his story of coming through from the ranks of lower league, it's history. He nearly gave up football, don't forget. When we signed him and it didn't go right straight away, you know, we often say like, oh, you know, how long does it take a player to settle in? And we bought him and he's not doing very well. You know, he's come from France and he's just not, you know, Soumaré, why isn't he settling in? Look at Vardy. He came from the UK. He came from England and he did not settle in at all. You know, David Nugent was banging the goals in for us. We'd bought Ujoa, if you remember, from Brighton at the same time. We had, you know, some other strikers. Well, we had Chris Wood, obviously, who has, well, travelled around a bit, shall we say. And he didn't settle. And let's look and say, look, he was so close. He wanted to jack it in. He wanted to jack it in and go and be a party rep abroad, or a rep for a tour company. You could see Jamie Vardy, and I've been on these holidays. I've not paid for them, but I have been on them. Club 1830. Oh, yes. That's another story, and that's another show. That's how close he was. And God bless him, and rest in peace, Vishai, our chairman who sadly passed, you know, went and put his arm around him. And this is why our players loved him so much, you know, and he talked him, and so did Pearson, into sort of staying. And I'm obviously glad he did, you know. The only thing probably that Kane can really say that he beats Vardy on is his wag's less of a pain in the arse. Again, another show. So, yeah, looking at that, I'm going to say, if we're looking at who is going to be remembered longer, as things stand at the moment, Harry Kane, I've got to say, will not be remembered as long as Jamie Vardy. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Harry Kane then, didn't you? And I mean, obviously, like I say, he's got 5 years on him, Harry Kane, so he could move and he could go and win things. Even more impossible, he could stay at Tottenham and they could, you know, he could win things there. But as things stand at the moment, I think if you're looking back in 20 years, not discussing who's the best player, but discussing who will be remembered more. And once you get outside of Leicestershire and once you get outside of North London, so we're talking to neutrals, and I know Anthony's in as a neutral. I mean, you know, who do you think, Anthony? I think you've already said Vardy, haven't you? And that's the thing. And I don't know whether that's the, because you're an Arsenal fan, an anti-Tottenham thing. But once you get out of North London, get out of Leicestershire, you look at it, and it'll be Jamie Vardy who is remembered the longer, as things stand. But Harry Kane's still got a while to go. Still got, say, 5 years on him. Let's have a look. What we're saying here. Yeah. Harry Kane will always be remembered for missing the penalty kick, as indeed did Gareth Southgate. Unless they win a World Cup, then it'll all be forgotten. He's missed a chance there because he could have gone and got a pizza advert. But look, I don't blame him for that. Yes, it was annoying, but look, you know, he's got the bottle to go up and take it. We've seen a lot of strikers and a lot of attacking midfielder players that have turned away when it's come to penalties and hidden. But yeah, well done, Harry, on getting the record. But for me, Jamie Vardy is always going to be the one that will be remembered longer outside of our two clubs. That's it, guys. It was only a short one on the soapbox. I've got another one coming up later, actually, which is going to be a little bit controversial, I feel. I'm not sure whether to go there or not, but I'm thinking, hey, what the hell? There's no football for England today, and it's either that or watch Scotland. But transgender women have been banned from competing in female international events by the head of athletics, Lord Sebastian Coe. We'll be talking about that later on this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. If you have been watching me on Leicester Till I Die TV, on Twitch or YouTube, thank you so very much. Subscribe and smash those likes. And if you've been listening to us on your favourite podcast platform, as always, thank you very much. Take care. Thanks to everybody in the chat. Anthony, Andrea, Brookline, lovely to see you again, Brookline. Sean, welcome back. David and Chris Welsh as well, to name just a few of them. And as always, we always go out with the same person. It's Arnie. Thanks very much, guys. See you later.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.